More bonuses on the way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Bank of America will pay out more than $4 billion for its investment bankers and traders. That's according to today's Wall Street Journal. The newspaper reports bankers and traders will get very close to what the bank paid out during its peak year, 2006. AIG has plans for more bonuses today. Reports say that could be around $100 million. Employees in the insurance giant's financial products division. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, they're getting the money ahead of schedule in exchange for accepting a pay cut.
AIG had promised to pay employees nearly $200 million in bonuses next month. But after pressure from government pay czar Kenneth Feinberg, current and former employees agreed to give up $20 million of the money. News reports say $100 million will go out today to those who accepted less. Some employees are still fighting to get the full amount. The bonuses were promised before the government bailout to keep people from leaving the struggling company. Feinberg is trying to recover about $26 million AIG employees said they would repay last year, but then failed to deliver. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The European Commission is meeting today to deliver its verdict on the latest austerity plan from Greece. Last night, the Greek prime minister unveiled measures to cut his country's soaring budget deficit. But as Stephen Beard reports, some economists are questioning whether the euro can survive.
The Greek prime minister said tough measures were needed to stop the country falling off a cliff. He's planning a 10% cut in public sector wages, a higher retirement age, and an increase in fuel taxes. Without this, the Greek government could run out of money. Neil McKinnon of VTB Capital says the crisis is undermining confidence in the European single currency.
It's certainly been putting pressure on the euro because there is the risk of contagion beyond Greece to other countries that have similar debt problems, like Spain, Portugal, Italy.
He says there is, for the first time, a real danger the 10-year-old euro could fall apart. One thing that would certainly stave off collapse would be a bailout of these countries funded by Germany. But German taxpayers seem reluctant to cough up the money. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's check numbers. European shares are higher right now, under 0.5%. A better-than-expected housing report sent stocks higher on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P gained the most, 1.3%. The Dow added about 111 points to close at 10,296. Overseas, Chinese and Hong Kong shares tacked on 2% today, and the Nikkei was up about 0.33%. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says federal safety officials had to point out to Toyota the seriousness of its gas pedal issue. That included a visit to the automaker's offices in Japan. Marketplace's John Dimsdale now on how government regulators are considering ways to get tougher on car safety.
10 years ago, Congress granted the National Highway Traffic Safety Commission the authority to require car and tire makers to disclose customer safety complaints. That gave government regulators an early warning of potential problems. But the commission's former administrator, Joan Claybrook, says the agency dropped the ball.
In recent years, it has let auto companies call the shots.
Toyota received its first complaint about a sticky accelerator pedal in 2007. The commission is considering penalizing Toyota for its slow reaction, but Claybrook says it won't be enough.
Unfortunately, the maximum penalty is $15 million, and I've already been talking to people on Capitol Hill about having a significant increase, maybe to $100 million.
Claybrook expects the commission to more aggressively police auto safety in the wake of the Toyota case. The White House is requesting a 15% increase in staffing for the nation's auto safety enforcer. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
Last December, nearly 500 million people visited the social networking site Facebook. That's according to online number crunchers ComScore. So can Facebook actually turn all those users into big money? Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
Facebook is a private company, so its ledgers are secret. But analysts estimate the company earned $500 million last year. Not bad. Of course, with 175 million registered users checking the site every single day, not great either. Still, Facebook says it has no intention to charge a fee to use the site, and experts believe it. Aaron Kessler is senior research analyst at Kaufman Brothers.
Facebook's really built on the community. So for Facebook to start charging, which would significantly decrease the size of their community, it doesn't make much sense. They essentially lose all of their value.
After all, users themselves provide most of Facebook's content. But users also provide valuable eyeballs for advertisers, which is why Kessler predicts ads will be a big part of Facebook's business plan.
They already do advertising today, and that's their biggest source of revenues. In the future, we think they'll look to more targeted forms of advertising based on someone's behavior online.
Facebookers are easy to target with ads, since they're constantly volunteering all sorts of information about themselves. And then there's applications people use within Facebook, like role-playing games. Yahoo tech writer Chris Null says Facebook could start charging for them, or at least take a cut.
I think games are probably a next step in what they will charge for, that and other applications. I think Apple has kind of paved the way for showing that apps can be a very lucrative revenue stream.
And here's a suggestion. I'd happily buy an app that'd keep guys who used to bully me in high school from trying to, quote, friend me. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And finally, Consumer Reports tasted 37 different coffee blends for its March issue. And after all that, it couldn't find one, not one, that measured up to a rating of very good or excellent. That includes caffeinated and decaf blends. You know what they say, there's nothing like a mediocre cup of joe to get you limping through a somewhat average day. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.